My name is Ian Mitchell, and I'd like to say a few words about Mr. Nesbitt, a Russian teacher. A group of us doing A-level French and German decided in the sixth form we'd like to do O-level Russian as well, and we managed to persuade Mr. Nesbitt, newly arrived as the Russian teacher in the school, to give up all his free periods to teach us for 2 years in the sixth form. We did okay. I managed to get a respectable grade in Russian, but after that, didn't use it at all until 2 years ago. I finally got to St. Petersburg and discovered, to my surprise, that I actually could remember quite a lot of what we had learnt, and that a lot more came back. Some Russians we met said, not that I spoke brilliant Russian, but that I did sound like a Russian. This is probably because I was just imitating the way Mr. Nesbitt used to speak, in a very demotic, charismatic way. So much so that I managed to make contact with Mr. Nesbitt 2 years ago through some friends, sent him an email and said, this is coming a bit late, but 50 years later, I'd like to say thank you very much indeed for the teaching you did, which definitely was very good. Unexpectedly for me, he did reply, totally amazed that somebody would make contact after so many years, but was obviously very pleased. It did have a poignant side to it, because Mr. Nesbitt, I knew at that time, wasn't well, and he did die a few weeks later after we had communicated by email. I was very relieved that I had actually done this and said thank you to him after all this time, and just in time as well.